This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The first week of public testimony in the possible impeachment of U.S. President Donald Trump wound up with a closed House Intelligence Committee session. That's when a State Department official posted to Ukraine, quoted from a cell phone conversation he said he overheard between the president and his European Union ambassador, Gordon Sondland. David Holmes says Sondland told Mr. Trump that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was ready to grant his request to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. That was just a day after Mr. Trump directly asked Zelensky to carry out an investigation. Later, Holmes said Sondland told him that a Biden probe was what he called the kind of big stuff that interested the president, rather than helping Ukraine. Friday also provided compelling testimony from the ousted former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. She said her abrupt dismissal played into the hands of shady interests the world over. VOA's Catherine Gibson reports on what lies ahead in the week to come.
The first week of public impeachment inquiry hearings into President Donald Trump finished.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth?
Ahead, an even busier schedule of witnesses in the second week. 3 days of upcoming testimony from 8 diplomatic and national security officials who will say that U.S. foreign policy in Ukraine was subverted for the president's political interests, directed by his personal lawyer.
Rudy Giuliani has made no secret of his desire to get Ukraine to open investigations into the Bidens, as well as a conspiracy theory of Ukrainian interference in the 2016 election.
Democrats allege the president fired the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine to remove an obstacle to his plans. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to our website, voanews.com. There's also, for your listening convenience, a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Israel says it carried out airstrikes on Hamas in Gaza today, despite the Thursday ceasefire agreement. The Israeli military said it acted after it intercepted two rockets fired from Gaza toward Israeli territory. The ceasefire was initiated after a cross-border escalation of violence between the Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad and Israel, when 34 Palestinians died. There were no reported Israeli deaths. Back in the U.S., a teenager who opened fire at his high school in Southern California this week, then turned the gun on himself, has died from his wounds. We get a report from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says 16-year-old Nathaniel Berthau planned his attack, which left two Saugus High School students dead, three others wounded. He also says the investigation into motive so far has turned up a cookie-cutter kid you could find anywhere. Lead investigator, Sheriff's Captain Kent Wegner.
We did not find any manifesto, any diary that spelled it out, any suicide note, or any writings.
The identities of the two students killed have been made public. They were 14-year-old Dominic Blackwell and 15-year-old Gracie Ann Mullenberger, described by her parents as their Cinderella. I'm Tim McGuire.
In Hong Kong, a five-month-long protest against the government continues, with pro-democracy university students becoming more militant. VOA's Bill Gallo is in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory.
Behind me is actually pretty new. Students barricading themselves in at universities, preparing for long confrontations with the police. It's the start of what could be a new phase in the anti-government protests. Students are eager to defend their aggressive tactics. This is going on in at least 5 Hong Kong campuses. Many schools canceled class for the semester. At the Chinese University of Hong Kong, police moved in earlier this week, prompting a night of clashes that looked more like battles for territory. Police later accused the students of turning the campuses into weapons factories.
The violence between us and the police is unbalanced. You can see that. We just use the things we have, just only some bottles or some plastic. But the police has the gun and had the tear gas.
In the downtime, the students test their weapons, which don't even always work. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Iran's sudden decision to raise gasoline prices has prompted public protests and online complaints. The state-run oil distribution company announced an immediate 50% increase in the country's heavily subsidized gas price early this weekend. As part of the new rationing system, the state body also said each private car would be allowed up to 60 liters of gas per month at the new price. Gene Randall, VOA News.